Now in verse 28, these things were done in Beth Abara, beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. Now I called attention at the beginning that John gears us in to the geography and to the calendar. And here we have a geographical location given to us. Now, will you notice we have the time. The next day, John constantly gears the one who came out of eternity and the Word was made flesh, and he was geared into our calendar down here and to our clock, so that the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Now, John marks him out here. He is the Savior. He is not only the Messiah, he is the Savior. He's the Lamb, and he is a very great Savior. He's the Lamb of God. He's a complete Savior, and he takes away the sin of the world. He's an almighty Savior, and he taketh, present tense. He's a perpetual Savior, so that anyone can come to him anytime. And here is the answer that Abraham gave to his son Isaac. Isaac said, "Here's the altar and the wood, but where's the lamb?" And Abraham says, "God will provide himself a lamb. Here is the lamb." And this now proves that Cain was wrong. Abel was right. Abel brought a little lamb, and all the lambs that were slain on Jewish altars down through the ages now find their fulfillment in him. And John marks him out and says, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." And he says, "This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man, which is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel, therefore am I come baptizing with water." In other words, John says he's the real baptizer. Jesus the Baptist, if you please. He's the baptizer. He's the one that'll baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. Fire is the judgment that's yet to come on this earth. Now, I want to just continue to read. John bare record, saying, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove. It abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Spirit. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God." Now, the next day, verse 35, "Again the next day after John stood two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, Behold, the Lamb of God." Before, it was the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. That's the work of Christ, the Lamb of God now, the person of Christ. He is the Lamb in his person. And we find here that John now baptizing him, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."